Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Dardo van Megroot. He's the manager based in Buenos Aires, representing and managing at ULOC in Argentina. A good friend of mine, and also he graciously agreed to join this interview. First and foremost, Dardo, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Good morning, dear Bo. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Same. Good to see you again here, even it's online. So, you know, I always do with these interviews I've been conducting for many years, I always allow my interviewees a chance to tell a little bit about themselves. So what can you tell us about your own logistics career? How come you are in shipping and logistics, and why you are not sitting in a bank or in an accountancy company? Why are you in logistics?
To be honest, I don't know, but here we are.
Okay.
Well, I have more than, I would say, I have 17, 18 years working in international logistics, okay? I have experience in the commercial development and also in the operations management. I actually built my career step by step across different parts of the shipping and logistic industry.
Yeah.
Always within the same group. Ultramar Group.
Ultramar
Group. I started in the shipping line, working in first in documentation, then in customer service, sales for companies that we represent in Argentina, such as One, Yanming, and Hyundai.
Oh, yeah.
Then I moved to chartering. I was doing ship brokerage for about 6-7 years, starting on wet liquids, and then moved to dry cargo and project cargo. And now then we moved to ULOC, that is the logistic division of our group. So for the past 8 years, I am in the as manager of the logistic divisions. So
That's quite a fantastic career, Dardo. I like your background because you really tried various things, and from the beginning, working your way up, you know, not so easy to find nowadays. You have a wide experience, not only in one field. Tell us about ULOC. Our viewers might have seen the name Ultramar. It's a big group, of course, in South America, involved in all kinds of shipping. But ULOC, where do you have offices in South America, and what is your primary function in the group?
Okay, ULOC is the Ultramar Division of Logistics.
Okay.
We provide a tailor-made logistics solution across the Americas.
Right.
Okay. We combine port operation, freight forwarding, warehousing, and project logistics.
Yeah.
Our group is a big group. It's a Chilean-owned group. A reference across the Americas with more than 8 years of history. We are about in more than 25 countries.
Wow.
And we are about 4,000 employees, 14,000 employees.
Wow.
So we have three big divisions. One of that division is the port and stevedores. We are port operators, and we have stevedores as well in many ports across the Americas. We have a few ports in Brazil, some in Uruguay, in Argentina, also in United States, and most of them in Chile.
Yeah.
Then we have the logistic industrial division, where we provide service to the certain industry as mining or oil and gas, where we have a depot, warehouse, and many other logistic service, but with assets.
Okay.
And then we have the agency business and logistics business.
Right.
All right. ULOC, the group has the logistic division in each country, but ULOC, the name of ULOC, stay in most of the Pacific countries, Panama, Colombia, Ecuador, Chile, Peru, and also in Argentina.
Okay.
We are also in Brazil, in Mexico, in Central America, in United States and Canada, but under other names.
Right.
Because our company decides to keep the names original names of the companies.
Understand. This is a very impressive organization that you got here in the Americas, I have to say. And of course, as you know, I'm based myself in Chile, so I know that you are really covering everything. Are you familiar with handling big and oversized project cargoes? And you mentioned you can even do door to door, right?
Yes, in fact,
Excuse me.
is one of our strengths is the project cargos.
Okay.
We're handling many big projects here in South America,
Right.
mostly in Chile and Argentina.
Yes.
We have moved windmills, that was a big project for us because it's a complete windmill that came from China, make transshipment in Zárate, and
Yeah.
we'd move it upriver. That Bolivia has,
Okay.
right?
Okay.
So, and also we move transformers, we've moved cement plants, we have moved lithium plants that is
Oh,
booming here in the north, in the south of in the north of Argentina and also in Chile, and obviously flat rock and
yeah. Yes.
others. But yes, we have a long experience. We have
Yes.
many years on the market, so we are reference
Right. And
around here.
that means you are sitting in Argentina, you are manager for Argentina. So if any customer have an inquiry into Argentina, but the final destination is maybe somewhere else, then you can handle that. You can do
Yeah,
the
of course, of
inland
course, of
transport
course.
and so on. Okay.
Here in Argentina, we have the Triangle of Lithium in the north,
Yeah.
and the closest ports are the Chilean ports, you
Ah,
know,
yeah.
Antofagasta, Angamos, Iquique, Huarica. So most of the time, when an import plant is done, is doing by Chilean ports.
Chilean port.
Right,
Ah,
and so
yeah.
we take it responsibility from the port in Chile, and we cross the border and we deliver it to the site,
That.
and we can do it the other way around. Some we are very close to Chile, we are neighborhood, so sometimes it's better to go through the Pacific instead of the Atlantic, and we do both.
Yes, that's very impressive. And of course, the Chinese are heavily involved here. They are involved in every country, and we are sleeping while they are controlling it all, I guess.
Yes.
But that's very interesting. And of course, I'm looking at the map of South America here, that you can go into Argentina coming from the Pacific coasts, and you have offices in both places. That's very cool. And
Yeah.
how do you also represent in the group, of course, some shipping lines, but I suppose that U-Log is a totally separate entity within the group. I mean, that you are not, you have your own P&L, you have to,
Exactly. We belongs to the same company, but we are totally separate in terms of strategy and decisions and everything. Of course, they are our friends. They are in the same building that we
Sure.
are, but they have their strategy and we have ours.
Yeah. So you can
Yes, we
say
represent here, yeah,
that you
in
can
Argentina,
say,
Yanming, Hyundai and Buxley.
ah, yeah. So in a way, you can say there is a closed door, so that between the
Always, because we try to be competitive
yeah.
and we look forward always the best options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to use whoever U-Log represents. You have to run your own profit and loss. Yes, of course.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the way to be competitive. Otherwise,
Yeah.
we'll be
Out. Yes. Tell me about the organization U-Log in itself in Argentina. How many people have you got there, and how are you structured?
Yeah, well, we are in Argentina. When it comes to the sales and customer teams, we are 23
Oh,
nowadays,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
Because the back office is shared with the other business units,
Yeah.
you know? So 22 people dedicated to sales and customers. We have our main industry focus are the mining, the oil and gas,
Yeah.
project cargo,
Yeah.
and renewables. This
Oh,
is
yeah.
our
Yes.
focus,
Yes.
right? It is because all the big project in Argentina goes to in that direction. So we are on the strategic industry.
Yeah. And may I ask also, just for many of our viewers who maybe have not been to Latin America and maybe not visited Argentina, a small question about the situation in your country now. There was a lot of talk recently, economy and all that. How is Argentina doing right now, just briefly, from a business standpoint?
Yes, we have a we are a country that we have our height and down, and our economy is usually being like this, but lately we have organized a little bit about the economy, and we are not having the issue that we have in the past regarding to send money abroad and to do business. But I could tell you now that there is many countries and many companies seeing Argentina as a place to invest. We have a big reserve of oil. We have lithium. We have coppers. We have winds. To the and we have a lot of exposure to the sun. So we have what the world needs. You know, also
Correct.
a part of the grain, because we are a grain country. But I will tell you that it's a lot of big companies investing in Argentina, and we have a very nice future ahead.
Yes, I'm very happy to hear that, because there is certainly, I visited your country many, many years ago, even it was too short, but you have a beautiful country. You basically have everything, and it's
Yes.
you will really have something also even for tourism in the south, and I
In
know
the north,
the
exactly.
and the best red wine and the best steak also,
Steak, yes.
right? So
We have to be proud of it.
yes,
It's
exactly.
very nice.
Yes. So how do you feel? You know that some shipping lines nowadays, they like to also be forwarder. And if you go to some shipping line and give them your cargo, they will immediately call your customer. Is that the same situation in Argentina with some shipping lines that also attack the forwarders?
Yeah, is the same, but of course, I would say that South America is not yet the big target of the big shipping lines. I think that they are worried about Europe, North America, and Asia, and South America they put it aside. But still, there are, I would say, four or five companies in Argentina that want to do logistics, and they have their own department and make their own investments to provide that service. And what I can say, we have to compete. We have to compete, and we have to add value in
Correct.
order the customer decide to come with us. I believe that we provide a better service than shipping lines when it comes to
I'm sure.
integrate service,
Yes,
right? So maybe they can be competitive on the last mile or in the short delivery of containers. But at the end, I think that it's not the core business for them, and the service is not that good as customer needs.
No, I think you're right. And of course, if you have a project, you will not be using the ship owners that go after your customer. You will find alternatives, right? I mean, if you can.
If you know that a shipping line is very aggressive with customers, you will try to avoid as much as possible.
Exactly.
Sometimes
Now,
you don't have any other option, and you have to try to make agreements with the shipping lines. It's not easy,
No.
but yes, you have a point, and we try to avoid that shipping lines that compete with us and don't respect
Yeah,
some agreements.
exactly. I think that's a very wise policy, and I hear the same story from other interviews. And how do you see the market? We are soon at the end of the year, another year almost past 2026. You just alluded to it a little bit. You said the market is promising. Do you see that there are projects in the pipeline coming up for end of this year and next year? And how do you view the interim future?
Yeah, in particular in Argentina, we have a good future ahead. We, as I told you before, the new government impose a regime for big investments. So they give advantage to invest here. So there is announced many investments It's about 60,000 millions of dollars
Yeah, 60
in
billion, yeah.
project, mainly in copper, lithium, and oil and gas.
Fantastic.
So we have been working in the last year a lot, but the best is yet to come. But yes, we are very optimistic with Argentina and with all these big projects, you know.
That's very interesting, and so certainly the future is bright for you there. And I also believe, will you be going to travel soon? I think you're going to Breakbulk Americas, aren't you?
Yeah, departing today in a few hours from
In a few
Houston.
hours. That's right. That's why we had
I
the
will be
interview.
there meeting college.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and I will be there. I land on Monday, so I hope to see you in Houston next week.
Yeah, we have the lunch on
Yes,
Tuesday.
exactly. That's good. Please join.
Okay. It's always
So,
good to see friends.
definitely, definitely, Dado. But listen, I think you have basically replied all the questions that I had in mind. I mean, ULOG is you cover the whole Americas. You have the whole package there, and you are competent. I know you're in all of the major ports. So, very impressive. Thank you very much, Dado, for answering all these questions.
No, thank you, dear Bo, and well, hope to see you soon,
Definitely. We'll see each other
and
next
have
week, Mario.
a good weekend.
Yeah, definitely. You too. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today has been Mr. Dado van Meegeroot. He's the manager at ULOG, part of Ultramar Group, based in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Certainly a strong and capable group that he's part of, and not least his logistics division that he is looking after in Argentina. So thank you very much, and for me at Project Cargo Weekly, see you next time.